O'Vannon. Manx Radio, high noon, 12 midday. Time for the news with Alex Watton. Fastamai, Alex.
Fastamai. More than 200 sites are still waiting to be assessed by government before they can be added to the protected buildings list. Despite this, the Environment Minister insists good progress is being made on updating the register. The Cozy Nook, Trafalgar House and the Mitre in Kirkmichael have all been put forward for inclusion this week, but heritage campaigners say DEFA is still way behind. Geoffrey Boots says issues with finding qualified registered building officers had delayed the process.
We are fully staffed at long last. It's not been a financial issue in resource terms. It's been more a human resource in obtaining staff with the right qualifications. And we have been a bit stop-start, but we have a gentleman in post now who is driving that process forward. He comes from a good background and knows his brief well. So we are progressing and hope to make more progress as the time goes on.
Magistrates have remanded a Douglas couple in custody over charges they shoplifted hundreds of pounds worth of goods. 31-year-old Carl Allen Cameron of Keppel Road and 34-year-old Tara Lee Ashlyn Cowell of Cronkaberry appeared before magistrates at Douglas Courthouse. They haven't yet entered pleas to charges of stealing perfume and home goods worth around £1,500 from Boots and Marks and Spencers on the 8th of February. Magistrates remanded the pair in custody and they'll next appear on the 2nd of March. A pop-up COVID vaccination clinic is being held in Peel this weekend for residents unable to travel to a hub. More than 120 people are due to be inoculated at the Western Wellbeing Centre during the day, which is already fully booked. It follows a similar weekend clinic held in Ramsey earlier in the month. It's taking place on Saturday, the 27th of February. Further afield now, and the schools ministers suggested the way exam results will be graded in England this summer isn't ideal, but insist it's the right decision because of disruption caused by the pandemic. Teachers will mark GCSEs and A-levels based on mock exams, coursework and essays instead of last year's algorithm. Nick Gibbs says there'll be checks in place, but A-level student Charlie Knott fears this new system won't be fair.
So you could have someone that outperforms 70% of the country, but because they're one of the worst in their class, will be given a lower grade than they would have done in an actual exam. I think that's what's going to worry people the most.
And David Walliams and Martin Clunes are among a number of celebrities to settle damages claims over phone hacking with the publisher of The Mirror and The People. We're told the TV talent show judge and actor have received substantial compensation. Manx Radio News at 3 minutes past 12. Our next at 1 o'clock. In the meantime, stay up to date by following Manx Radio on social media or go to manxradio.com.
ShopRite stores across the island are now open 8 till 8 Monday to Saturday and 9 till 6 on Sundays to allow for additional cleaning and stock replenishment. Thank you and stay safe.
Flight's cancelled. You don't need to jet off to kick back. Enjoy a staycation at the Manin Hotel. With bed and breakfast available and even a couple's weekend retreat, why not book a dinner package including 3-course meal at the Liberty's restaurant, overnight stay in atrium or Broadway room, and full Manx breakfast the next morning? And NHS staff will now receive a 20% discount on all food and drink. See maninhotel.im to book.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Thank you, Alex, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. No warnings out at sea. Everything's fine. Everything's gorgeous on the Isle of Man today. Dry and sunny, lovely blue sky, a moderate to fresh wind coming in from the west or southwest. Daytime maximum 9 degrees. And it's going to be dry and clear overnight, down to 4 Celsius. For tomorrow, Jahenya, dry and sunny, a light breeze again, top temperature 10 degrees. It'll be dry overnight, down to 6 degrees. Saturday, about the same, just a little more cloudy. Partially cloudy and dry on Saturday. Light to moderate southerly wind and up to 10 Celsius. Make the most of it. Going to be a lovely weekend. Low water is at 19 minutes to 5 this afternoon. Sunset 13 minutes before 6. High water 16 minutes to 11 o'clock tonight. The overnight low tide is at 4 minutes to 5 a.m. and sunrise at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Having a new kitchen fitted or just fancy a change?
Manx Glass and Glazing can produce bespoke coloured splashbacks to complete the look. Speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing today.
Need a new TV? Waltons offer a great selection. All on display and all in stock. From the latest Samsung, LG or Sony. Call in and see the difference for yourself. Or visit waltons.im.
Your business can grow its market share four times faster when you use the radio. Be heard by nearly 49,000 islanders over 13 weeks. Call us on 682 600. Manx Radio is proud to support Manx businesses and communities.
Whether you're laying a new driveway or planning an extension, one local Manx company knows the importance of the right foundations, including drainage. Contact Manx Construction and Groundworks for expert knowledge and reliable workmanship. Call Tony on 452688.
To help support the Man Cat Sanctuary, you can visit our website and donate to our food bank or visit Bradley's Gift Shop. We rely entirely on the generosity of our supporters and worldwide visitors. Visit our website at mancat.com for more info.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon, it's 7 minutes past 12 midday. This is the Man in Line on Manx Radio through to one. If we have no positive cases today, Thursday 25th, it will be one day since the last eight that we had yesterday. So, as of 4 o'clock yesterday, 32,058 tests had taken place. 32,058 had been concluded. Nobody was waiting for a result at 4 o'clock yesterday. 98 people waiting for tests. 35 cases of COVID-19 on the Isle of Man. Nobody in hospital. The latest news from the vaccination dashboard is 19,070 people. Vaccinations have taken place. That's 13,333 first dose administered and 5,737 second dose administered. There are 10,241 shots of vaccine in stock at the moment. But, of course, they've extended the AstraZeneca distance now to many weeks as it is now. So any thoughts on that? Anything else you want to talk about? Marine Drive, internet speeds yesterday, lots of stuff to talk about. The other day you may have heard us mention that some people on the Isle of Man may not be able to get legal support despite paying for it as part of their house insurance. Now, this comes as somebody contacted us to say that when they needed help, they were denied it. And the reason given being the policy only covered English law. Well, we just want to know whether this is true and are you paying unknowingly paying for cover that you just can't use? We've had no further comment from another person. We have had further comment from another person who has experience of this situation. Mary's with us now. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Andy.
So tell us, what's your experience?
Right. Well, my house insurance came up for renewal at the end of January. And I've always had the same insurance company. And I've always checked because I worked in law offices and admin previously all my life. And I'm just more aware perhaps than other people about what it means to have to be in the Isle of Man and to have a separate law jurisdiction. We're not part of the UK or the EU. So I always check the choice of law on the policy details. And my previous policy has always said, at the date of contract, you are a resident or, in the case of business, blah, 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 situated in Scotland, Northern Ireland, Channel Islands, or the Isle of Man, in which case, in the absence of agreement to the contrary, the law of that country will apply. Now, that was my insurance policy for many years, and I've always been content with that, that law in the Isle of Man will apply. So this year, my insurance company contacted me to say they were going to use a different company. And they sent me the details of the policy, and I couldn't see anywhere which law applied. It's just me. I always look for these things. And then on checking further at the company and the insurance company itself, it says, are there any restrictions on cover? And it turns out, yes. Pursuit of a claim outside the jurisdiction of the courts of England and Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. and prior to any proceedings, you must use the representative or solicitor nominated and appointed by us. So the policy they were trying to sell me, Isle of Man law, did not apply.
So what did they say when you raised it with them?
Silence. I got silence. Nobody could explain why. This was a fact, and they couldn't. And my first call to the the call centre was, "Oh, it won't be a problem." And I said, "I think it would. I think could I speak to somebody else?" And again, "Oh well, never mind. If you're not going to take the policy, thank you very much. Bye." So I then contacted a very well-known Ireland insurance company, who, you know, said, "Yeah, no problem." And of course, their policy house policy says. The UK law allows the parties to this contract a choice of the law applicable to the contract. This contract is governed by Manx law if you live in the Isle of Man. So I now have a house insurance policy with them, which says that. And I also car insurance to, again, well-known local car insurance companies. They certify that the insurance to which the certificate relates satisfies the requirement of the relevant law applicable in Great Britain, Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man, the Island of Guernsey, the Island of Jersey, and the Island of Alderney. And I have two separate car insurance policies. And the second one says, I certify that insurance policy to which this certificate relates satisfies the requirements of the relevant law applicable in Great Britain, Northern Ireland, the Isle of Man, etc., etc.
Typically, Mary, what would you use? What would anybody use this legal cover for?
If my house fell down or went on fire and burnt to a crisp, touch wood, then you would require legal services, perhaps, if there was a dispute with the insurance company. And the insurance I was offered in the first instance, I would have had to go to an English court, perhaps, and an English solicitor who... Again, mate, you require permission from the Isle of Man court for an English solicitor to actually act in an Isle of Man court, and you probably wouldn't get it because there are plenty of Manx solicitor lawyers who are perfectly capable of dealing with this sort of thing. And we just wouldn't be covered because we're in the Isle of Man. It wouldn't apply.
And you reckon this has happened, in the past 18 months, this change has come into place?
I have just experienced it recently. It's the first experience I've had of this. Where if you look at the details of where the law applies, pursuit of a claim outside the jurisdiction of the courts of England and Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, that's restrictions on the cover.
How small is that small print?
It's you'd have to go looking because you need to find the insurance company, which was a trading name of the insurance broker. So you have to you'd have to look hard. But normally on the policy documents right at the back, it tells you the choice of law, whereas on this one, that's what rose my suspicions. It didn't say a thing. But then I had to go looking.
How long had you had the policy with the previous insurer? How long had you been insuring with them?
5 or 6 years. Absolutely wonderful. We actually had to make a claim about a stolen item and absolutely no problem. And, you know, no problems at all. And then suddenly this change.
You said you've got experience of law officers. So can you hazard a guess, Mary, as to why this has happened?
No, not at all.
Is it just some underwriter somewhere thinking this is a way of saving money?
No, I think it's ignorance, to be honest. I think as time goes on, many, many people are not aware we are not part of the UK. English law does not apply here. We're not part of the EU. And I think people take it for granted that we are.
So what's your advice, Mary, to somebody else taking out domestic insurance, house insurance, car insurance?
Yeah, just look at the back page where it tells you, which law it is covered by and the insurer's declaration on the back, just what the law is, which law applicable to this contract.
Okay, and you said you're happily insured now with a Manx insurer, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am very happily. Yeah.
Well, let's give them a plug then. Who's insuring you now?
My house insurance now is with Tower Insurance, and they were wonderful.
Okay. Mary, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for clearing that up for us today.
All right. I just find it very worrying that people aren't aware of this.
Okay. Well, we put that out there now. So we'll. I'm glad for your input today. Thanks very much indeed for that. I want to go to Howard now. Howard, yes.
Yeah, that lady talked a lot of sense there, because for a long, long time, English solicitors weren't allowed to operate on the island without permission. But one thing a lot of people miss out on is failing to look at their travel insurance. And I've said this before, a lot of people rely on their travel insurance provided by their banks. One thing to ask your broker, does it repatriate you back to the Isle of Man? A lot of people don't wish it on anybody, but I've seen them coming back and they look like mummies from Egypt, all wrapped up. And working at the airport, you used to see the air ambulances coming in. But a lot of the insurances will only repatriate you from various parts of the world to the UK. And then from the UK to the Isle of Man, you've got to get your own way home.
You're on your own?
Yes. On these cases, you are on your own. You then have to find your way from the UK to the Isle of Man. So there are local companies here, as that lady said, well-known insurance companies. And the question to ask when you're taking out travel insurance, does this repatriate me back to the Isle of Man? And if they say, well, I'm not sure, so well, I'll check it before I buy it. But that is one thing that people should be very, very careful of, because the repatriation is a very, very expensive means of travelling. You know, because I've seen the air ambulance coming in from Switzerland, a place where people have been out skiing, and they've got a nurse and a doctor, whatever it is, with them on an aircraft, and then they have to go back again to their country of origin, which is a very expensive item. So that's that lady who's talking a lot of sense there, and to watch out for the change, because as she said, and quite rightly so, there are so many people moving onto the island here now that they automatically think we are part of the UK. And that is or could be a very expensive mistake.
Okay, Howard.
Okay, thanks right. again.
Thanks for clearing that up. Good to talk to you. It's 17 minutes past 12. So if you are taking out insurance or you have an insurance policy, please, the answer is in the small print. We've asked, contacted a number of insurers and brokers, and as soon as we get their response, we'll talk to them as well. So in the meantime, check your policy, check the small print, get your policy out, read it carefully. And if you're about to take a new insurance out, then please ask if you're covered for legal help on the Isle of Man. We've had several instances where people have needed to make a claim on an insurance policy and subsequently wanted to invoke the legal cover aspect of it, and it's been refused because it's there in the small print. So just take care. Marine Drive in Braddon could close to vehicles. We talked a lot about this yesterday on The Man in Line. Just sole access to pedestrians and cyclists. Department of Infrastructure has opened a consultation on the plans, seeking feedback from you. It adds that it wants to put Marine Drive to the growing list of leisure routes around the Isle of Man, in line with the government's active travel strategy. The man behind it all, the man responsible, is Tim Baker.
There's a view that this may well be an interesting thing to do and a beneficial thing to do for the island on many different levels. But rather than proceed with it, we wanted to engage very early and see what the public appetite was. I think the important thing here is to if the people engage with this, it's great that the media have picked this up, and I've seen it flagged in social media, and that's exactly what we want. And we will listen to what people have got to say. As you rightly point out, there are going to be different views on this. I've heard some very positive initial responses, and I've heard some quite negative initial responses. And you know, that's to be expected. What we need to do is to hear all this, reflect on it, and then see, can the issues that people have be solved or not? And if they can't, then clearly it's not something that we proceed with if there's an overwhelming desire against it.
The road itself has been closed as a through road for some years now because of subsidence, state of the road, that kind of thing. Would it be implausible at this stage to to go the opposite of what this concept within this consultation is asking, and repair the road and have it as a functional road for motor vehicles again?
Well, I think that would be a difficult business case to make, and I think the public would probably expect the funds that the department has available to be used in investing in roads across the island that are, you know, that are more used, rather than trying to reopen something that's being closed. I think it's a matter of public record that the department's highways budgets are don't allow us to do everything we would like to do, and I think this would be seen as probably not a great use of public money if we were to try and reopen it as a vehicle highway. The other point, of course, is it's inherently a dangerous road, given its proximity to the cliff, and also there is a record of slippage from the rock face, which led to its closure in the first place. So I think that's very unlikely.
I just wonder what your feeling is on this. Marine Drive is historic. It's an historic thoroughfare. Of course, it had the old Marine Drive Railway, which then led to a funicular railway, which went to Port Sodrick, when Port Sodrick was something of a thriving resort. You can still see the remnants of some of the steps that led up to the boarding platforms for the Marine Drive tramway. Is it the thing to do just to let it go? Or do you think this is, at the back of this, do you think somebody at the infrastructure is just thinking, we don't want to be bothered looking after this road? It's a long road. It's a wide road as well. There's a lot of curbstones on there. There's a lot of things to look after. I understand Brandon Commissioners are responsible for the fencing on there because it is theirs. But what's your thought on it? Anyway, the consultation runs till the 6th of April. If you want to get to the document, you can just go to manxradio.com. There's a link through to that consultation, and just have your say on Marine Drive. Should it be closed to vehicles? Just sole access to pedestrians and cyclists as well. So I say it closes on the 6th of April. A note in from a correspondent just says, Andy, another matter concerning me is Lloyd's Pharmacy asking customers who have repeat prescriptions only to fill in a form on the pretext that the prescription will be sent to a hub rather than be made up at a local chemist shop to speed up the process. I wasn't happy, as I require medication quickly and wanted my own chemist to continue to do my prescriptions personally in the shop. There's a box on the form for you to do this. Well, me being me, when dropping the form back at the chemist shop and asking where this hub was, where the hub is, and I jokingly said, is it somewhere on the Cool Road? It turns out it's in the UK. This means your Manx prescription will be filled and sent by sea or air somewhere on an estate in Birmingham or somewhere by a chemist in the UK. What implications are there for the revenue to the Manx Treasury regarding Manx employees not doing this work together, and how Manx prescription can be filled in the UK? I'm not sure if government's aware of this. I've stood in the chemist queue and every repeat customer has been asked to complete the forms. Do you have any thoughts on this? I mean, if you're involved, if you have a repeat prescription, have you heard that repeat prescriptions are being put up in the UK by Lloyd's chemists in the UK and ferried over here? I'd be interested to hear. That was a text that came in last thing yesterday, and thanks to that correspondent for it. Here's Charlie on the Man in Line. Hello, Charlie.
Just heard the thing about Marine Drive.
Yeah.
You realise parts of Marine Drive have been flooded 4 times this winter?
Flood? Where?
Just below, just past, south of the Pigeon Stream car park.
Where's the water coming off? Well, the water's coming off the hill, off from Carnane, is it?
Well, yes, but the drains are all blocked with soil and grass.
Oh,
being a builder all most of my life, if I left any debris on the road, or a farmer leaves mud on the road, they can be prosecuted. Well, a few months ago, the highway board men went up and dug out sod and soil from the gutter and threw about 1/4 to 1/2 ton of debris onto the highway to unblock the drains, and it was left there. I did ring the highway board up and tell them that stuff should be moved, but it's still lying there. Now cars have been driving through it, and the day before yesterday, it flooded again.
And this has been... So they are all the drains blocked, do you think?
Well, if you go from the toll gates up to the gate shutting the main drive off, you can only use 50% of the footpath because there's so much growth grown over it. You can't find the footpath. Now, on a good day like today, I go up there daily with the wife and take the dog for a walk. There must be 400 to 600 people on a sunny day walking Marine Drive.
Yeah.
And, 20 or 30 cars an hour. But they say it's going to be for cyclists and pedestrians. They've left the road surface in such a state now, it is getting dangerous for cyclists with the unkept surfaces and the potholes.
And also, if they leave it to pedestrians only, that means everybody's going to leave their car on Douglas Head Road.
Well, there's nowhere to park on Douglas Head Road.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And the amount of dirty sod that leave the dogs mess up there is ridiculous.
Yeah, don't pick it up.
So, but the thing is, the road needs maintained. In fact, there's a barrier being put up just before the toll gate for pedestrians to walk down. They've rusted away so much now, they actually line on their sides and pedestrians having to walk in the roadway.
What do you think they should do, Charlie, then, with Marine Drive?
Well, they hadn't let buses go over to start with after they opened the road up again. The heavy vehicles would not have damaged the surface and they collapsed again underneath.
Mm.
On that section, the rock has double strata. It hasn't got one strata going up through, it's double strata, so it comes out in small blocks.
Well, it's certainly something that has excited lots of comment and quite what the Department of Infrastructure are expecting. I don't know what they're expecting from people to say. So as far as you're concerned, do you think it should be restricted to cyclists and pedestrians?
No, anybody who wants to go up there, we pay a road fund licence. It is a highway, even though it goes to a dead end. I know originally the road tax was to pay for roads. It doesn't go that way now. It goes straight into Treasury. But in the Isle of Man, I think it's something like $9 million a year go into the Treasury for road tax.
I'm trying to remember, Charlie, when did they put the barrier down the middle to stop those people dashing around it, racing at high speed?
Down the middle?
Yeah, it must have been 20 years ago that they put the barrier there in the middle of Marine Drive.
Oh, sorry, where it collapsed underneath.
Yeah, no, they put...
Your pillars for the old railway are still sitting on the cliff.
Oh, crikey.
But where they blasted away, when they blast away, the charges are so big, they actually damage the rock strata underneath. And that's what's fallen away again.
Okay. All right, Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Okay, bye.
Good to talk to you. Let's get to Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello there. I'd like to talk about the Marine Drive too, please, if I may.
Okay. Do we call it Marine Drive or the Marine Drive?
Marine Drive is all I've never known it as.
Okay.
I can remember the time, I'm 77, I remember the heyday and all that kind of stuff, with the coaches going along there a lot. And it was a beautiful place to go to. But I also remember when they stopped the traffic going over there because of the bridge being in a bad state, ready for collapse of the sea.
Yeah.
Which eventually it did do. But somewhere in the back of my mind, I can remember the army offering to come and build a bridge free of charge as an exercise over here.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yes, and they turned it down. Now, can't they get back and touch the army and ask them whether they'd still be interested in coming and building that bridge again?
Yes.
It wasn't costing the taxpayer anything, so why not build this?
We should do that. Do you think they should restrict it then to cyclists and pedestrians?
No, I don't. No, there's people who need the cars, I guess, allowed to as far as they can go.
Okay. All right, Brian, thanks for calling us today.
Okay, then. Pleasure.
Good to talk to you. So how about that, then? We asked the military if they want an exercise, if they want to do something, come and sort Marine Drive out. And talking of the state that it's in with the overgrown ditches and with the drains and the grids being blocked, and the fact that the pavement is overgrown by undergrowth and what have you. In certain parts of the world, there's the thing called urban gardeners. It's where kind of guerrilla groups of urban gardeners go out and smarten up urban gardens that the local authority either can't be bothered with or doesn't want to do anything about. This happens in London quite a lot, where you have large roundabouts with grass and flowers in the middle that are just turned to mud, and people go out at all times and fix them and do something about it. Do you think the government, like beach buddies, we call it marine drive buddies, where people go up and tidy the place up? I wonder what the Department of Infrastructure would say to that.
This is the Isle of Man talking, the man in line.
A warm welcome awaits you with our log burner setting the scene at Close Lease Farm Cafe on the Patrick Road in St. John's. With our new menu, whether it's lunch, special events or private functions, we celebrate Manx ingredients by using produce from the farm and across the island. Also, visit our farm shop to enjoy our award-winning products and those from other premium island producers at home. For opening times and more, visit closeleasefarm.com or like and follow us on Facebook.
Work or play. Manx Telecom has the laptop or tablet for you, available over 24 months. iPad Pros 128GB for just £39 a month. MacBook Pros 256GB, just £62 a month. Dell laptops from just £30 a month. Plus, plenty more great deals too. Order online now with nothing to pay up front and next day delivery. Check out manxtelecom.com/shop for details, terms and conditions.
You wouldn't throw your money down the drain, so why pay over the odds for your car and van insurance? Blackford & Company's car and van insurance is designed for Isle of Man residents, with local service and internet prices. Blackford & Company believe this is their best car and van insurance yet. So if you're aged between 21 and 80, call today on 832 042 or go to manxcover.com. Don't delay, call Blackford's today. Why pay more when you can pay less? Blackford & Company are registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Big Big Sale. The Big Big Sale.
It's the Miller Chap's genuine Big Big Sale with amazing discounts across the store.
The Big Big Sale.
Find huge discounts in all departments, from furniture to flooring and beds to accessories, with great bargains for every home.
The Big Big Sale.
Now is the time to give your home a makeover with fantastic store-wide reductions at Miller Chap's, the island's amazing furnishing department store. So don't delay.
The Big Big Sale.
Visit the Miller Chap's of Ramsey Big Big Sale.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
27 minutes ahead of 1 o'clock. Thanks for joining Manx Radio this lunchtime. It's a gorgeous day around the Isle of Man. I wonder if Manx Radio could ask the Director of Public Health how many people who've recently tested positive for COVID were presenting with symptoms. This is a note in from Claudia. If any of them have remained asymptomatic, i.e. people who were tested because they were close contacts but weren't actually showing symptoms at the time. I'd also like to know how confident the Department of Public Health is that there are no asymptomatic COVID-positive people in the community, i.e. people who were at the premises identified as low risk. As I understand it, the second person who'd been to the Java Cafe and tested positive wasn't originally identified as a close contact, so wouldn't have been in self-isolation when they noticed symptoms and came forward for a test, although we were told at the briefing on Monday that all those who tested positive had been in self-isolation. I'm just wondering, says Claudia, if other people could have been infected there, or if any of the other low-risk venues but may not be showing any symptoms and therefore wouldn't be tested. They could, however, still infect people they come into close contact with. Thank you, Claudia. Tony's with us now. Hello, Tony.
How you doing?
All good, right? Yes. What's on your mind, Tony?
Marine Drive.
Okay.
The people in DOI and the ministry, and the ministry in charge, need to stop thinking about grandiose plans to try and fulfil some ideal and think about people's mental health and the fact that you are restricting people from going and relaxing on the Marine Drive. If you have any disability whatsoever, you can't drive out there. That's their idea. You've got to take a bike or walk. Now, that's an infringement of people's human rights, because you're preventing people from getting relaxed and having a good time looking out at a very peaceful scene where there's no people, hardly, there's no traffic. Very, very nice. And well, I just think that they need to stop trying to create things to do for themselves when they don't need to. They've got 100,000 potholes to fix.
Why do you think then that somebody in Department of Infrastructure thought, Marine Drive, let's have a consultation?
Because they've already made their mind up. So rather than have an outcry afterwards, we'll consult and then we'll just do it anyway, because that's what they do. Because they're out of control, like a lot of departments in the Isle of Man. They're not being controlled by the minister. He's not filtering and thinking, well, that's not very sensible, is it? What he's doing is agreeing with some person who's having these wonderful ideas in the Department of the Environment, DOI. It's nuts.
Well, it's down to everybody to get into the consultation and just give their opinion then, presumably.
I personally don't think it will make any difference whatsoever. I'd be amazed if it does.
So you think Marine Drive is going to be closed come what may?
Come what may, like everything else, like the complaints about the idiotic idea of road closures on the approaches down to Douglas at St Ninian's and all the traffic lanes. That was an outcry afterwards. And they've eventually changed their minds and thought, oh, we better remove that. How much did that all cost? The waste of time, putting us down into the dip. It's nuts. It's stupid. There needs to be a bit of logic and sense thought about when they come up with these ideas, instead of putting them out for a public consultation, which then just justifies what they're going to do.
Okay. All right, Tony, thanks for calling.
No problem. I'll get on there and put my comments.
Thanks for that. Good to talk to you. Geraldine now. Hello, Geraldine.
Hello. I was listening to the lady talking about insurance policies.
Yeah.
And if it was covered on the Isle of Man. I was actually filling my household one in with the direct debit. So I checked the back page, and there in large letters, the Isle of Man is covered.
It is covered?
It is covered by direct debit.
Oh, well, that's good. And which company are you insuring with?
Direct Line.
Direct Line. Oh, well, that's interesting to know. Well, at least we know then, Geraldine. That's good news.
Right, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Manx Telecom has been provided funding from the Isle of Man government, says Gary, to enable provision of fibre services to rural areas that are uneconomical for Manx Telecom to supply services to. It's up to Manx Telecom to fund and install fibre in built-up areas. Well, that's the plan, Gary. They're talking, I think it's 97% coverage with that fibre. They've got the best part of £15 million of public money to roll fibre out everywhere. We're talking about the low speeds on the internet people were getting yesterday, and we're always happy if you want to send in, we can try and build up a map of where the worst speeds are, or indeed if you're still getting that a response to any complaint about your low internet speed, if they try the old, well, other people are on at the same time. Really? It being the 21st century and all that. When's the next media briefing? Why is there no joint statement regarding the steam packet? Can we have some more information, says Steve? Steve, we're in the queue with you. We ask and ask and ask for more information regarding the steam packet and the vaccinations. And no media briefing today, we think. We haven't been told there's going to be one. If we are told, we'll tell you. In fact, as soon as we know, you will know. Oh, it being Thursday today, by the way, if you're looking for fresh Manx produce and crafts as well, Farmers Market is on at St John's Church Hall until 3 this afternoon. See Dot and Sheila and all the gang for all your Manx produce. And I understand today is a very hot day for skeet. If you buy Tynwald Hill in St John's, they're in the church hall till 3 this afternoon, the Isle of Man Farmers Market. And, of course, every Saturday in Ramsey as well. Such tantrums from motorists at the thought of a couple of miles of road being used for people to enjoy. What about the other ones that the taxpayer bought them? Isn't that enough? A quote in also from somebody who said, there was a time when you used to be able to get a bus up to Foggy's restaurant, which is now the Douglas Head Flats. The old World War II observation fort that's now flats. Of course, and that's the reason there's a big turning circle. It used to be for buses. I'm trying to remember when the buses stopped coming to Douglas Head.
Listen to us on your smart speaker. Alexa,
Play Manx Radio.
Call 66 13 68. Email studio at manxradio.com. Could you tell Andy, by the way, says Sharon, that the new £165,000 vehicle can fix a pothole in under 8 minutes? Funny you should say that, Sharon. Today we put in a Freedom of Information request to the Department of Infrastructure to tell us how many potholes have been reported and how many have been mended, because we'd love to know. Now, just as the government have done a great job in putting this vaccination dashboard where we can see how many vaccines have been given, it will be lovely to see how many potholes have been reported. Maybe they could design an app for it. How many potholes have been reported and how many potholes have been mended? Because if we all flood the DOI with a number of potholes, I wonder how long it would take to fix them. It is election year. Millions are being spent on bridges that aren't fit for purpose of a light railway. In the UK, they're reinstating railway links. If we're seriously thinking about alternative travel, says John, reinstate the railways and provide electric trams on the promenade. This is the story of the new bridges that are going in, Glenwillan and places like that. They're putting in bridges on the old railway line, but they aren't capable of supporting rolling stock. You can't put trains on them. They're mainly for pedestrians, for walkers and for bikes. Regarding restrictions for the Isle of Man, I tried getting a credit card recently, and because I live on the Isle of Man, nobody would grant me a credit card. It's not my financial situation. That's fine. I just couldn't get a credit card. Again, that's something we've been picking up like straws in the wind. And if you've had trouble getting a credit card lately, and if you want to just share it, text 166177, email studio at manxradio.com, or call. A note in. Oh, Paul Quine's dropped a note. Paul Quine, Captain Quine, the MHK, regarding Snaefell surgery. Douglas South MHKs are confirming they've had notification that the DHSC meeting between the department and the management of Snaefell Surgery. These are the people who've given notice to quit. Apparently, the meeting went well. They're encouraged that discussions are going to be back on Monday, and they'll continue to monitor the situation, as will we. And if you are one of the 5,300 patients at Snaefell Surgery, probably so will you.
When you need a fitting memorial or headstone for a loved one, contact Manx Memorials in Peel. This long-standing family-run Manx company offer a wide range of granite and marble headstones and memorials, along with an island-wide inscription and renovation service. Manx Memorial's skilled professionals will take the time to help you choose a suitable memorial, and we're proud to say we'll beat other local quotes. Call 843 861 or email matthew at manxmemorials.co.uk.
Construction waste today.
Tells recycle for another day.
A builder skip or two.
Tells skips will bring to you.
Need quality type 1 stone for your building or contracting job? Then contact Tells with no minimum order for collection or delivery. Call 677-137. Visit Tells Limited in Snugborough or find Tells Limited on Facebook.
Skips are what they do.
We're the guys that hire one to you.
Call Tells Skips today.
677-137.
Save over £420 by moving your mobile, unlimited broadband and landline to Shore. Bundle all your services into one great package right now. Simply sign up to a 24-month contract with Shore, enjoy all three services and save. Get more for less. So pop in store today and set up your very own great value big bundle. For details, visit shore.com.
Get more from Shore.
Making life easier. The ARC Help at Home Centre. Buy or hire independent living equipment with a free assessment from in-house healthcare professionals, or find a home help or handyman, all at ARC Help at Home Centre. Family carers receive free training. ARC also provides accredited first aid and mental health courses, plus many other courses for health and social care professionals at competitive prices. Call 205 701 or visit the ARC Help at Home Centre, Carls Lane, Tramode.
You're listening to Carnaby Street.
All courtesy of the Isle of Man Railway's Time Train.
Did you meet the Rolling Stones, Twiggy or Mary Quant? Do you remember Tipped Weights, Opal Fruits or Jamboree Bags? Did you listen to the latest pop record on Radio Caroline North or Radio London? Luxembourg? Well, whether the answer is yes or no, Carnaby Street puts you right at the heart of the sights, sounds and atmosphere of one of the most influential periods of social history, the 1960s. Jump on board the time train with Isle of Man Railways and me, Chris Williams, every Saturday morning from 8:30.
The Man in Line with Andy Wint.
Good afternoon. It's a quarter to one on Manx Radio. In relation to the Dandara story that's on the newspapers today, and people haven't been given deposits back, even though some of them signed a contract with Dandara back in July 2020. If the government believes the hard-to-get materials line coming, I think it's a sad day, says this correspondent. A realisation that Dandara, of course, realised that the properties have increased in value significantly since they were sold. And they were sold, contracts signed, and they can now make more money selling them again. The government should step in and force them to abide by the sales. Well, certainly that's something that news team are looking at today. We've put requests in to talk to everybody involved, and as soon as we know, then you will as well. Roger's with us now. Hello, Roger.
Hello, Andy. I just picked up on the fact that Manx Radio had submitted a Freedom of Information request about potholes. I'm really encouraged to hear that because, unfortunately, the steam packet company is not subject to request for information under the Freedom of Information Act, and I think it should be.
How did you know that?
Well, it's not on the schedule. There's a schedule of companies, including Manx Radio, who are subject to the Act.
And what do you want to find out about the steam packet, Roger?
I want the public to be able to question the government about certain elements of the steam packet. Right now, I've got nothing specific, but I am aware that there's a general election coming up in September, and I think that should be one of the issues. Why is the steam packet company, which is a Treasury-owned company, they're the main shareholder, why is that not subject to the Act?
Okay, right. Well, you're quite right. There is an election coming up, and we'll be talking to every candidate as well, the ones who are currently MHKs and the ones who hope to become MHKs.
Good. We hope we get a good turnout of candidates.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being with us today. A note in Albert. Hello, Albert. Who just said, I don't like the phrase no-brainer, but I suggest this decision will be a no-brainer. Close it for vehicles. That's Marine Drive, by the way. I can't believe people are seriously suggesting using public money to turn Marine Drive into a through road for cars. There's already a road for them to use that goes to the same place, maintained at great expense to the taxpayer. Why can't they use that and leave Marine Drive for everybody else? The suggestion was put to Tim Baker that not so long ago, I'm trying to remember, I think it was Phil Gorn, who was at Infrastructure then, when they actually costed what it would cost to put Marine Drive back into being a serviceable road. Leave Marine Drive as it is. All you're doing, if you're spending £3 million on bridges for cyclists, not everybody is able to walk distances or ride a bike. The insurance works both ways. I hired a policy that explained what I needed. They quoted me a price. I took it. I drove off the island three times, then discovered I got a Manx only policy and I wasn't insured when I drove off the island. So make sure you just question insurance whenever you get it from a broker or indeed from the internet as well. I've been driving on the Prom, says Andy, past the Sefton watching the brickies doing the block work. Weeks of work driven past yesterday. It's all been demolished. What's going on? They've knocked down whatever it was they were building. Never happened to me regarding a prescription made up in the UK, says Dave. We'll find out whether that is happening or whether it's something that possibly may be happening. Some people get irrationally angry when they hear the word cyclist, says this correspondent. They're with the same drivers causing the risks that mean we need to restrict motor vehicles in the first place. If they can learn to behave and drive safely, no problem, but that includes sharing the road with other road users. I won't hold my breath. And thank you to this correspondent who sent in a photo of Marine Drive being flooded as well. Here's Renee and says, if the Marine Drive is made a carless zone, as a disabled person, it won't be available to me. Where will cars park belonging to walkers? Have you noticed the pavements haven't been maintained and have now filled with weeds? I'm not bothered if it's never made into a through road, but let's just keep it so that people can drive onto Marine Drive, get out and have a walk as well. And when Charlie was talking earlier on, I had a mental picture inside my mind. When lockdown finished last June, in the middle of all that gorgeous weather, it was the first Sunday, I think, the first weekend that Marine Drive opened. It was absolutely packed, with people. And I suppose that's Marine Drive's function to us all, in that it gives us release, mental release. And on a nice day, it is truly glorious. So we'll find out. As I say, if you want to get to that consultation, runs to the 6th of April, go to manxradio.com. We've got a link through that through to the consultation. And have your say. Marine Drive, says David, just tidy the pavement, repair the fence where the road's open, leave it as it is, accessible to all, including vehicles, and I'm a keen cyclist. Well, I think the fact it's not a through road, of course, restricts it anyway. But where will everybody's walk it? Sorry, where will the cyclists go along Marine Drive? Will they turn it into a racetrack as well? And Crystal said, Andy, if we're going to get the army to come and repair Marine Drive, let them fix Lady Isabella and the prom too as well. Get the military to sort out the roads and the trenches on the promenade as well. Marine Drive's been neglected for many years now, says Jordan. The footpaths haven't been touched for years. They're all over with grass and weeds. They should have been redone with tarmac and not just left. Of course, that is a point. If you get rid of all the weeds, the pavements are in a bit of a mess. Footpaths are a mess. The amphitheatre at the Douglas side of Marine Drive has been left to fall down too. That'll make a lovely place for tourists and families for days out and picnics. I'm just trying to figure out who owns that land where the old amphitheatre is. I think that may be private land as well. A note in regarding Snaefell Mountain tramcar number 3. Gemma asks, is it going to be rebuilt or will that be a cost-cutting exercise as well? Marine Drive, says John, another case of no maintenance by DOI. It should be cleaned, fences repainted, carry out any repairs, and I think there should be huge fines for dog mess. In fact, I think we should fund it from fines for dog mess. How would you figure that out, though? You'd have to have a dog mess warden wandering up and down Marine Drive. And Jane said, I think we're missing a trick with Marine Drive. Make it into a lovely walking area with sitting areas, a coffee shop, safe for young children. What we don't want is a racetrack for lycra-clad cyclists, but a place for well-being. In New York, they made a walkway of an old disused railway line and the local community looked after it. Peaceful, full of flowers and people. It was lovely, says Jane. I seem to remember that was elevated, wasn't it? It was one of those elevated railways in New York. And nobody wanted it, so the local people just took it. And officially, I think, and then built an enormous garden on it. Regarding AMPR on the Isle of Man, says C, Andy, there should be a toll charge at the ferry. AMP details should be logged on entry to the Isle of Man, and if they don't leave within the stated time or get registered, pull them over, fine them for not getting registered. The technology is here to do it, says that correspondent as well. By the way, police still haven't tracked down Ricky Fowler. Police are appealing for your help to locate a wanted man. This is Richard Fowler. They want to speak to Ricky Fowler in relation to ongoing inquiries. If you know where Ricky Fowler is, you need to contact police on 631212.
The view that this may well be an interesting thing to do and a beneficial thing to do for the island on many different levels. But rather than proceed with it.
There he is, Tim Baker, MHK, talking about Marine Drive. What should we do with Marine Drive? Thanks for getting in touch today. Thanks for your calls, correspondence. We read everything that is sent in, not everything is used on the air. that everything you send is read. And I thank you for that. Thanks to producer Barry Redfern today. And if I leave you with one piece of advice today, it is to check your insurance policy and make sure that any legal cover you have on that policy applies to the Isle of Man. And if it doesn't, well, you know what to do. Oh, and just before I go, I just want to say, Wayne dropped me a note and it just said, if they ban cars, will it just be marine and nothing else? And Angela said, Andy, I think marine drive should be left that way, the way it is. Disabled people who can't walk or cycle like to go there and look at the scenery. It's discrimination against disabled people. So marine drive should be left it is. We've had enormous response to this. And if you have anything to say and if you want to enter your correspondence into this survey regarding marine drive, go to manxradio.com and follow the link through to it. Have something to say about it. And Mark just mentions this. Andy, why is Marine Drive suddenly in the media? What else is going on in Tynwald that they're trying to distract our attention from? Mark. Do you think so?
If your business buys professional indemnity or directors and officers liability insurance, you'll be well aware that premiums are rising and cover is being reduced. Aon can talk you through the different exclusions to help you get the best deal. We're one of the largest international insurance specialists and we're here to help. Call 692-400. Aon Isle of Man Limited is registered with the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority as an insurance intermediary in respect of general business.
When the man in line's not on air, call Manx Radio to leave your opinion for broadcast on 682 631.
At Bond Fabrics, we're not just a fabric shop. As well as curtains and upholstery and dress and costume fabrics, we've knitting and crocheting wools. Made to measure curtain and blind service, plus poles and tracks. Visit Howard Street, Douglas, call 611-856 or see bondfabrics.im.
Local business? Nicola Bowker & Co. Need an accountant? Nicola Bowker & Co. Want accounts you can trust? Nicola Bowker & Co. Whether a sole trader or large company, for your free initial meeting, call today on 861-271.
I used to love hearing the birds and my grandchildren playing and my music. It's just not the same now.
It could be again when you arrange a free trial of the latest hearing aid technology with Island Hearing. They provide premium hearing products without the premium price tag, including personalised aftercare from Island Hearing's skilled caring team with microsuction wax removal available too. Arrange your free trial at Island Hearing Port Erin or in Ramsey every Thursday. Call 830-722.
The one and only Paradise and Gale winter sale is on now. With genuine savings you'll love across all our dining, sofas, beds and bedroom furniture. Save big on top brands. And because we're Paradise and Gale, many items are available for immediate delivery. The Paradise and Gale Winter Sale. You'll love our furniture. You'll love our prices. Ends Saturday.
We live in very challenging times. And interest rates are at all-time lows, yet we must plan for the future. Whether you're looking to grow your money, generate more income, or protect what's really important to you, trust InvestorSure to formulate and implement a plan that works. InvestorSure distribute the products and services of award-winning St. James's Place Wealth Management, and suitability of your advice is guaranteed. Let's start your plan. InvestorSure. 615-751. Licensed by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
If you want to keep up to date with news, current affairs, island life, music and entertainment whenever you want and wherever you want, Manx Radio Podcasts will do it for you. Available to download for free from manxradio.com, Google, Apple, Spotify or TuneIn.
Manx Radio Podcasts, powered by Shore.
Pastor Mike, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 11th of February, 2021 from Manx Radio.
Hello and welcome to this podcast brought to you by the Isle of Man Anti-Cancer Association.
Manx Radio's Countryside is brought to you by NFU Mutual,
Hello and welcome to this week's Countryside. Here on Manx Radio, I'm Simon Clark.
And I'm Kerry Kermode.
Welcome to another My Tunes podcast on manxradio.com.
The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Manx Radio.
ShopRite stores across the island are now open 8 till 8 Monday to Saturday and 9 till 6 on Sundays to allow for additional cleaning and stock replenishment. Thank you and stay safe.
And thanks very much indeed to Andy and the Man Online team for today's programme. Always an essential listen, just before your late lunch, of course. And we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow with no doubt more callers with every subject under the sun. Coming up, late lunch, but now on.